How did you smooth it out? And did you smooth it?
Well, it leaves it smooth. You got it on the roll, you see, that leaves a roll.
Oh, I see.
It leaves a roll. You get right side of the roll. The cutting's up on this, your cutting's up on this roll here, you see. You drill right in here, you're cutting on that. Well, you got to plow right in here, and that throws it back out here in the middle. And then that single stock, you can come on and throw that back up there, but that just leaves a roll. You don't have to smooth it. You can't smooth it if you got your crop on it, you know.
Well, I meant when you first broke the land.
When you break the land, you've got to harrow that down with just a... They used to just have a mule to hit just a single harrow, you know, with a handle to it. It built sort of like an A-frame with the things on it. A board across the back to smooth it. You have to run that ahead of your planter. Run that ahead of your planter, get your row down right. You don't want to plant upon your freight bedded on the bedded row, because that's rough. That bed has got to be drugged down. And do that with a harrow. Sometimes you use a section harrow, take about three or four rows at a time, put several mules to it, and pull it down. But that's got to be harrowed down. Don't make no difference what you can drag a log over it if you want to, and get it down where you can plant it.
Did you ever get weeds out of the cotton by hand, or?
Yes, they have to chop cotton. They had to chop every row of your cotton two or three times a year. Had cotton choppers, you know, the whole family of them. That's what they want with a big family of colored folks. Let him plow, and he got a smart wife with a bunch of big children. They can get in there and clean that out, but hold a little while.
What kind of weeds were you troubled with?
Well, it's grass mostly. What do you call it? It's crab. It's a kind of a grass that's got a sprangle out on the. On it, it's like a crab, you know, with his feet. They call it crab grass, but they got to call it crap grass. It gets your crap, you know. And some of them call it crap grass. Well, that's the worst thing to get in there. Weeds is easy to get out of cotton, you know. You can chop your weeds out good, but you got to look like that grass gets right upside your stalk of cotton, and you got to pick it out or either cut your cotton up.
Mm-hmm. You told me that. You had to do a lot of, the water was over the land a lot of the time, right?
Well, it did. It used to get over the back land, but the front land drained pretty well. It just had a natural drain. Mm-hmm. Front land did, where about all the farms was at. Of course, they'd have to do some ditching where it would run off.
They just kept working farther back, they kept working farther back.
Working farther back after the population. What did anybody hear them days? No population here.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that when you moved to town off the farm, it wasn't much here in Marks at all. Is that right? When you moved in off the farm, there wasn't much around Marks here, not many houses.
No, sir, wasn't any houses at all. When the railroad, that way back on the, wasn't any, didn't anybody live in town. I'm talking about in my early days.
And the railroad came, and then the courthouse. The
courthouse was put in here. It got the building up pretty good.
You had a store here in Marks then?
We built the first store in Marks, first brick building built here.
Yeah.
My brothers built it.
Mm-hmm.
Right there where the city drugstore is now. He just lately remodeled it. Took a petition out. It was a drugstore and a mercantile company. But he took that out and made a big drugstore in there.
Same building.
Same building.